go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Welcome to a New York Catholic conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined by my pal, my good friend, my buddy, my spiritual brother from Rockville Center, Frank Alasia. Hey, Frank, how's it going tonight?
I'm doing terrific, Deacon. How's everything?
Everything's good. That quote that I read just at the beginning here is from Matthew 28. It's often called the Great Commission, the call for the followers of Jesus to make disciples of all nations, to bring the gospel of Christ to everyone that we encounter. So the command is for us to evangelize. And that word throws people sometimes because it means different things to different people. So just to get us started, how do we start with evangelization, Frank?
I think there's three groups of people that you're really trying to get to. And the first group would be people who maybe never heard of Jesus. The second group are people who have fallen away. And the third group are people who are lukewarm. Take someone who has no faith at all. You might ask them, have you ever given this a chance? Have you ever given it a thought? And if not, why? The fallen away Catholic usually falls away because there's been some misunderstanding in church teaching. And then the last, the lukewarm Catholic, is kind of the Catholic who comes and goes. He knows a little bit, but he's not as fervent as he should be. And I think that the third group is one of the group that we have to motivate more and put more time into practice, the practice of their faith. You know, don't forget, the culture is working really hard to indoctrinate people to be anti-God. We have to counter that some way.
Yeah. Well, look, Jesus was the good shepherd, right? And he spoke about coming to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That was his purpose. Well, today the lost sheep may be thought of as the millions of Catholics who have walked away or drifted away, many of whom are our own family, our friends, our neighbors, our associates. They're right in front of us. So why is it important to evangelize here, Frank?
Well, I think I'm reminded of a story I heard about Bob Fella. Now, Bob Fella was a pitcher for the Cleveland Indians Hall of Fame, one of the great pitchers of all time. Real tough guy. And he was once at World War II broke out, and he enlists. And a reporter asked him, how come you did that? How come you enlisted? And he said, because we have to win.
Yeah.
And that's why evangelization is important. We have to win. We have, 72% of Catholics who used to go to Mass don't go anymore. And I think some number like 28% go. Our Catholic schools are closing. Secular culture is really choking people off. We're under attack and we have to do something about it.
Okay, so what do we need?
Souls are so important, and that's what we're trying to get, right, Deacon?
Yeah, well, we need tools. And first, St. Peter himself said, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. He's telling the apostles and all the early church guys, you have to be ready to give a reason for your hope. And the Christian reason, I once was lost, and now I'm found. Listen, after he had sent them out two by two, he asked them, who do the people say that I am? And, so they say, oh, some said Elijah, some say John the Baptist. And then he said, but who do you say that I am? That's a central question. We have to ask ourselves, who is Jesus to us today? And if you say, look, he's my Lord and my Savior, and that's what's truly in my heart, we have to share that with somebody else. And that's evangelization. Whatever we've been through in our own lives that brought us to this relationship with Jesus, that's our story. And that's what we have to share. Right, Frank?
Yeah, you can't keep Jesus to yourself.
Right.
We're all responsible to go out and spread that word. And the good thing is you don't need permission from anybody to do it, because we've already been asked by Jesus at baptism to go out and evangelize. That's our mission. And I think that, that's something that's lacking today, right?
Yeah. And look, some people are confused by the things that the Pope says or the way that the media portrays the things that the Pope says. Right. But look, his central message is not hard to understand. He's the vicar of Christ on earth. And his message is come to Christ, or at least let him come to you. And that's from his first encyclical. And that's the message of every evangelist.
Yeah. And the thing too is, like, with the hierarchy of the church, it's very important that they teach the lay people. And then the laity has to go out and act on that. I think that's been one of the problems in the church, is that we're not being taught enough about this great faith that we have. I mean, think about it. We have 2,000 years of saints, martyrs, sacred scripture and tradition behind us, you know, and we're being attacked. Like, we have to know our faith. I think that's important. The more that you can learn, the more you'll have answers.
Yeah. Listen, Pope John Paul II, right, was seen as the great evangelist. He took the mass and the message to all parts of the world for 25 years. He went everywhere. And then Pope Benedict came in and talked about something called the new evangelization, which meant that we as a church now had to look inward, as you say, to relearn, recatechize, and re-evangelize ourselves, given that so many Catholics are and were leaving the church. And so many others, as you say, so know so little about our faith. So that's part of it too. We have to sort of re-evangelize ourselves, relearn our faith, so that when young people ask us a simple question, we have the answer for them.
Right. That's the most important thing, I think, is that the kids out there, 14, 15, 16 year old kids, you know, they go to confirmation and then they feel like that's the last time you see them. And a lot of that has to do with the older people don't have the answers for them. And I think that is really, really important. We have to be well versed in what we're talking about.
Yeah. Listen, some suggestions for how we can evangelize right off the bat is, first of all, you have to pray for people you want to evangelize, as St. Monica did for her son, Augustine. And also remember that when you try to evangelize, it's not really you bringing people home. It's the Holy Spirit working through you. So know that and have that confidence. Listen, always say grace before meals with your family. And when you have guests, which may make an impression on them, it's very natural. And if you're reading an inspirational book or a spiritual book during Lent, share it with somebody. Say, hey, this is pretty good. I'm getting some good stuff with this. Also, point out the beauty in the churches themselves, the stained glass windows, the artwork, the statuary. And bring a friend just for a visit. Hey, you got to see this church over here. It's really beautiful. Because when you take them into that church, don't forget that Jesus is present in the tabernacle. And you know that because the sanctuary lamp is burning in the church.
When these Catholics came over in the early 1900s, these were poor people. They built some of the most beautiful cathedrals you'll ever see. Yeah. And anybody can go in there at any time and get an uplifting moment, right, in prayer. I think that, you know, also our example is important. Everybody is a teacher to somebody.
That's right.
Because somebody's always looking, right? The high school kid is a teacher to the grammar school. The college kid's a teacher to the high school kid. They always are watching to see what you do. So I think that how you conduct yourself is extremely important. I want to be like that guy. I want to be like that girl. They have something special. And I think that that's the beauty of our faith. We just have to get out and tell people about it. And I
great think, point.
Yeah.
Listen, we all want the Pope and the bishops to be powerful evangelists, but we, the parents and the members of the parish communities, we're the front line. We have to be willing and determined to step outside of our comfort zone and in our own way, show somebody the light of Christ that is within us. Amen.
Amen. You covered it, Deacon.
All right. Well, listen, folks, if you can, follow us or like us on your podcast platform, or send us an email at anycatholicconversation. That's anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. Frank, love you a lot. Talk to you next time. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Deacon. Take care.